路加福音第22章13节到15节。
Luke 22 verses 13 through 15.
他们去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的，他们就预备了逾越节的宴席。时候到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他同坐。耶稣对他们说，我很愿意在受害以前和你们吃这逾越节的宴席。
And they left and found everything just as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover. When the hour had come, he reclined at the table and the apostle with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
我告诉你们，我不再吃这宴席，直到成就在神的国里。耶稣接过杯来，祝谢了，说，你们拿这个，大家分作喝。我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，只等神的国来到。
For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said,Take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes.
又拿起饼来祝谢了，就掰开递给他们说，这是我身体为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, This cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.
我们刚才所读这段经文记载主耶稣所赐立的主餐。
The scripture we have just read recorded, the covenant, recorded what Jesus have established for the Lord's Supper.
主餐，它的意义就是要我们记得主耶稣为我们在十字架上所牺牲的。
The purpose of the Lord's Supper is to remind us of what Jesus sacrificed on the cross for us.
同时也提醒我们主耶稣将会再来。
And at the same time also remind us that Jesus will return.
所以我们今天来到主的面前，来到神的面前守这个主餐。
So today we come before the Lord to observe the Lord's Supper.
提醒我们这两件事情。
And it is to remind us of these two things.
也是我们信仰这个两个很重要的一个根基。
And it is two very important doctrines of our belief.
第一就是因为主耶稣死在十字架上。
First is because Jesus had died on the cross.
把我们从最终拯救出来。
He had saved us out of sin.
那第二提醒我们就是主耶稣将会第二次再来。
And the second thing is to remind us that he will return again.
所以每次我们守主餐的时候，我们必须要想起这两件事情。
So every time we observe the Lord's Supper, we must remember these two things.
因为神把我们从最终拯救出来。
Because God has saved us out of sin.
那第二，也就是我们知道主耶稣将会再来。
And that one day Jesus will return again.
当我们想到这两件事情的时候。
And so when we, think of these two things.
我们就知道我们是有盼望的人。
We know that we are people of hope.
所以今天早上我们来守这个主餐的时候，
So this morning, as we observe the Lord's Supper,
我们要感谢神。
We want to thank the Lord, thank our God.
感谢他的丰盛的恩典。
To thank him for his, bountiful blessing.
虽然我们是本来是没有盼望的。
Even though we were people without hope.
啊，他赐给我们这个永恒的盼望。
He has given us eternal hope.
所以我邀请弟兄姐妹们存着一个啊谦卑的心。
So I ask brothers and sisters to come with a humble heart.
啊，存着一个感恩的心。
And a thankful heart.
来领受这个主餐。
To receive the Lord's Supper.
那刚才我们从圣经里面看到主耶稣所设立的主餐。
Just now we read the scripture about how Jesus established the Lord's Supper.
啊，他以这个饼来代表他在十字架上啊所牺牲的身体。
He used the bread to represent the body he has sacrificed for us.
那同时他也以这个杯来代表他在十字架上所流的血。
And he used a cup to represent the blood he had shed on the cross.
所以因为主耶稣的牺牲。
Because of Jesus' sacrifice.
啊，我们的罪被除去。
Our sin were forgiven.
所以让我们以感恩的心来领受这个饼。
So let us receive the bread with a thankful heart.
让我们一起来领受这个饼。
Let us partake of the bread.
那这个杯是代表耶稣基督在十字架上所流的血。
The cup represents the blood Jesus has shed on the cross.
因为他所流的血。
Because of the blood he shed.
我们的罪得到洁净。
Our sins were washed.
而且神啊，立了一个新业。
And God had established a new covenant.
啊，他除去我们的罪孽。
He had removed the sin from us.
以致我们能够来到他的面前，啊，有了这个永生的盼望。
So that we can come before the Lord and have eternal hope of eternal life.
让我们一起来领受这个杯。
Let us partake of the cup.
我们一同同心的祷告。
Let us pray with one heart.
亲爱的父神，我们要感谢你。
Our dear Heavenly Father God, we want to thank you.
我们感谢你，因为你的恩典实在是很丰盛。
We want to thank you because your grace is bountiful.
虽然我们处在这个罪中。
Even though we were in sin.
但是你怜悯我们，把我们从最终拯救出来。
But you had mercy on us, and you delivered us out of sin.
我们感谢你，你不计较我们的过犯。
We thank you because you did not mind us of our sin.
你彰显了那个无条件的爱。
And you showed us the unconditional love.
主啊，今天早上我们来到你面前，啊，恳求你帮助我们。
This morning as we come before you, we ask for your help.
让我们在我们的生命里面经常存着一个感恩的心。
Help us to have a thankful heart in our lives.
不要做一个抱怨的人。
Help us not to be a complainer.
主啊，我们也恳求你让我们的生命表现出是一个有盼望的人。
Lord, we also ask that you help our life to show that we have hope.
也让周遭的人还没有信耶稣的人看到我们是有盼望的。
So that other people around us, especially non-believers, can see that we are people of hope.
主啊，求你改变我们的生命。
Lord, please change our lives.
改变我们的心。
And change our heart.
让我们的生命活出基督的样式。
So that we live the life like Jesus.
主啊，我们感谢你，求你帮助我。
Lord, we thank you and we ask for your help.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的讲题是耶稣再来的肯定。
Today the topic of preaching is the certainty of the second coming of Jesus.
我们要来看一段经文，在彼得后书第三章第一到第十节。
Scripture is in 2 Peter chapter 3, 1 through 10.
我们打开圣经彼得后书第三章第一节。
Please open up your Bible to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章第一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信，这两封都是提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心，叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话，而主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥笑的人，随从自己的私意出来讥笑说，主要降临的应许在哪里？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物以起初创造的时候乃是一样，他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出借水而成的地，故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子，用火烧尽。亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日，主所应许的倘若成就。有人以为他是单元，其实不是单元，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 1. This is now, beloved, the second letter I am writing to you, in which I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder, that you should remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior spoken by your apostles. Know this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. For when they maintain this, it escapes their notice that by the word of God, the heavens existed long ago and the earth was formed out of water and by water, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. But by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.
圣经提到神的仆人如何等候神的应许。
The Bible have recorded how his servant have waited upon God's promise to come to life, to come to pass.
挪亚等了100多年。
Noah waited for over 100 years.
最后看到洪水的到来。
And at the end, he saw the flood.
亚伯拉罕跟莎拉 等了25年。
Abraham and Sarah waited for 25 years.
那终于看到神成全他的应许。
And finally saw God's promise come to pass.
啊，赐给他们一个儿子。
And gave him a son.
那除此之外，神也应许亚伯拉罕要把一块土地赐给他。
And God had also promised Abraham a piece of land.
亚伯拉罕虽然没有看到神所应许的土地。
Even though Abraham did not see, that piece of land.
啊，但是他的子孙。
But his descendants.
啊，四百年之后亲眼看到神所应许的迦南美地。
They saw with their own eyes 400 years later the promised land, the land of Canaan.
啊、神所应许的不会落空。
What God has promised will always come to pass.、
啊、他所应许的必定会成全。
What He has promised, it will come to pass.
那神应许有一天主耶稣将会再来把教会提到天上去。
And God has promised that one day Jesus will return and rapture the church.
那同样的这个应许必定会成全。
And in the same way, this promise will also come to pass.
那刚才我们所看那段经文彼得后书第三章第一到第十节讲到主耶稣再来的肯定。
The scripture we just read, 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 through 10, talk about the certainty of Jesus coming.
那彼得后书第二章讲到假先知的特征和他们的行为。
Second Peter, chapter 2 talk about the characteristic of the false prophet and what they would do.
那彼得后书第三章除了讲到这个主耶稣再来的肯定。
And in chapter 3 of Second Peter, talk about, besides talking about the second coming of Jesus,
那也讲到这个假先知的教导。
Also talk about the teaching of the false prophet.
那讲到他们如何否认主耶稣的再来。
Talk about how they denied, that Jesus will return.
那否认他再来会审判这个世界。
They also denied that he will return to judge the world.
也否认他将要在地上成立的国度。
And they also deny that he will establish his kingdom.
所以彼得后书第三章第一到第四节这么说。
So in 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 through 4 it says,
啊，亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信，这两封都是提醒你们激发你们诚实的心，要你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话，而主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。
This is now, beloved, the second letter I am writing to you, in which I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder, that you should remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord,and Savior spoken by your apostles.
第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥笑的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥笑说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物以起初创造的时候乃是一样。
Know this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking,following after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation.
那这些好讥笑的人说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？
So these mockers said, where is the promise of his coming?
那从今天我们所看那段经文，至少有三点讲到主耶稣再来的肯定。
From the scripture we read this morning, there are at least three points talking about Jesus coming.
啊，主再来的肯定，第一。
So for the certainty of his coming, first of all,
圣经已经宣告说主耶稣将会再来。
God's word had already proclaimed that he will return.
啊，主耶稣再来是真实的。
Jesus' return is real.
因为他是根据旧约先知的预言和使徒所说的。
Because they are according to the prophecy of the prophets and what the apostles proclaimed.
那彼得曾经在彼得后书第一章第十六节到二十一节肯定主耶稣再来是根据先知所预言的。
So Peter had already talked about that in 2 Peter chapter 1, 16 to 21, talking about what the prophet had prophesied about Jesus' second coming.
所以他在三章二节再次的这么说。
So then once again in chapter 3, verse 2, he said,
他说叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话。而主救主的命令就是使徒所传给你们的。
That you should remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior spoken by your apostles.
所以在这里彼得重申他在彼得后书第一章十六到二十一节所说过的。
So here once again he reminded them of what he had said in chapter 1, 16 to 21.
所以从彼得后书第三章第二节这节经文我们看到神话语的来源。
So from chapter 3 verse 2 the scripture, it tells us the source of God's word.
啊，第一，神的话语是来自先知所说的。
So first of all, God's word came from, what the prophet said.
啊，第二，是来自使徒所传的。
Second is what the apostles have shared.
那先知所说的话记载在旧约圣经里。
What the prophet had said, were recorded in the Old Testament.
而使徒所传的是记载在新约圣经里。
And what the apostles had shared were recorded in the New Testament.
所以主耶稣再来的事情先知已经预先说过了。
So, about Jesus' return, the prophets have already said so.
那使徒已经传过了。
And the apostles have already shared.
那所以主耶稣的再来是无可否认的。
So, Jesus' second coming, is undeniable.
所以无论旧约圣经或者新约圣经经常提到主耶稣再来的事情。
So, whether it is in the Old or the New Testaments,Jesus' second coming is often mentioned.
那圣经里面有三十节经文，有一节是讲到主耶稣再来和末世的事情。
In the Bible, for about every 30 verses, one verse will mention about Jesus' coming.
那新约圣经一共有300多个地方是记主耶稣的再来。
And in the New Testament, more than 300 mention, more than 300 places talked about Jesus coming.
啊，新约圣经有27本书。
There are 27 books in the New Testament.
只有4本书没有提到主耶稣再来的事情。
Only 4 books did not mention Jesus coming.
那初期教会300年的历史。
In the early church, the 300 years history.
啊有两个很重要的教义。
There are two very important doctrine.
啊，第一重要的教义就是关于这个救恩的教义。
The first important doctrine is about salvation.
那第二个重要的教义就是主耶稣再来的教义。
And the second important doctrine is about Jesus' return.
所以主耶稣的再来的教义在初期教会占了一个很重要的地位。
So Jesus' second return, have hold a very important place in the early church history.
那可是主耶稣再来的教义在今天教会已经不是常听到的事情。
But for today, the return of Jesus was not often mentioned in church.
那可见人不止否认主耶稣的再来。
So you can see, men not only denied, Jesus' return.
也把主耶稣再来的事情当作没一回事。
And they do not, take into, concern about his return.
所以圣经说在末世的时候将会有好讥笑的人随从自己的私意出来讥笑说。
And so, that's why the Bible said, that in the last days, the mockers will come out and mock about Jesus' return.
啊，在第四节说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物兴起初创造的时候，乃是一样。
And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation.
所以同样的现象出现在挪亚和罗德的时代。
Similar situation appeared during Noah and Lot's time.
哦，当时的人讥笑挪亚说他为什么这么愚笨。
And at that time, people mocked Noah, asking him why is he so foolish.
啊，在这个干旱的日子建造一只这么大的方舟。
In this dry, arid climate to build such a big ark.
啊，天又没有下雨，洪水从哪里来呢？
There is no rain from the sky. Where would the flood come from?
那所多玛的人也不认为神会从天降火来毁灭他们的城市。
The people in Sodom did not believe that God would send fire from the sky to destroy them.
那今天你向人传福音。
Today you share the gospel with others.
啊，提到主耶稣再来要审判这个世界。
Mentioned that Jesus will return to judge the world.
那可能会面对别人的讥笑。
You may face people's mocking.
那这些人为什么讥笑并且否认耶稣的再来？
So why would people mock about Jesus' return?
那主要的原因，圣经说是因为他们随从自己的私意。
And the main reason is because they live according to their own lust.
满足自己肉体的情欲。
And that they want to satisfy their lust.
有不少人否认神的话语是因为他们不愿意放弃随从肉体私欲的生活。
People deny God's word is because they do not want to give up their way of life and their lust.
在我自己的经历中，我曾经见过有不少人不愿意接受耶稣成为他们个人的救主。
And in my own experience, people do not, want to accept Jesus as their personal savior.
原因就是因为他们不愿意放弃生活里的一些习惯。
And it's because they do not want to give up some of their habits.
那当我们的生活方式与神的话语有冲突的时候，
When our way of life, is in conflict with God's word,
那我们可以做其中的一个选择。
We can, have a choice.
一个就是改变自己的生活方式。
One is to change our way of life.
另外就是否认神的话语。
The second choice is to deny God's word.
这就是假先知所做的选择。
And this is what the false prophet have chosen.
他们否认主耶稣的再来。
They deny Jesus will return.
宁愿活在这个罪中。
They would rather live in sin.
为什么他们否认耶稣的再来？
Why would they deny that Jesus will return?
所以他们的论点记载在第四节。
Their argument is in verse 4.
他说主降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物以起初创造的时候乃是一样。
They said, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation.
这些人说从列祖是指旧约圣经里面以色列人的领袖，比如说亚伯拉罕、雅各、以撒等等的人。
So they said, for ever since the fathers fell asleep, these fathers are the Israeli leaders such as Abraham, Jacob, Isaac.
他说 从这个列祖死了以来
They said ever since they died
从天地万物被创造以来一切都没有改变
They said all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation
都是一模一样的
Everything is the same
在过去没有发生特别的事情
There was nothing special that happened in the past
那将来也不会发生什么事情。
There won't be anything special that will happen in the future.
那因此他们认为没有任何的理由相信耶稣会再来审判这个世界。
And therefore they said there is no reason to believe that Jesus will return to judge this world.
这种人不只出现在彼得的时代。
These kind of people not only appear during Peter's time.
今天也有不少这种人。
Today we can still see them around.
对主耶稣再来一无所知。
They know nothing about Jesus' return.
那曾经有个真实的故事。
There's a true story.
那谈到一个还没有信耶稣的人。
Talking about a non-believer.
那有一天他从这个美国的东部踏顺风车到美国的西部。
He was hitchhiking, from the east to the west.Coast of the states.
傍晚到来的时候
So in the evening,
那天快要黑了
The sky's getting darker.
看起来就要下雨
Looks like it's gonna rain.
他很希望在雨水还没有到来之前
He was hoping that, before it rained,
有人愿意送他一程
that he can catch a, ride.
真的不久就有一辆车停下来。
So, shortly after that, there was a car that stopped.
那个车窗打开。
The window were open.
那车主说上来吧。
And so he was invited to catch a ride.
那他顺风车的就上车关上门。
And so he, got into the car, closed the door.
那不久就开始下雨了。
And then it started to rain.
那虽然天已经要黑了。
Even though the sky is getting darker.
他还勉强看到仪表板上有一张小小的标语。
He can see a little sticker on the dashboard.
那标语上写着警告如果耶稣再来的话司机将会消失掉。
And the sticker said, warning, if Jesus return, driver will disappear.
这辆车将会自己毁灭。
And this car will self-destruct.
然后下面写着深红色的字,你要准备好。
And then in red letter, it says, you must be prepared.
那过了好多年这位踏顺风车的人成为一位基督徒
After many years, this hitchhiker became a Christian.
他把这件事情告诉他的牧师
He told his pastor about this incident.
所以牧师就问他当时的他在车里的感受如何
So his pastor asked him, how did you feel at that time?
他说真的我感到有点害怕
He said, truly, I was afraid.
不晓得生命是否要结束了。
He didn't know if his life is going to come to an end.
我不晓得该怎么做。
I didn't know what to do.
写一封遗书祷告或者从车子跳出来。
He said, whether I wrote a will, pray, or should I just jump out of the car?
他继续说。
And he continued.
他说但是我记得两件事情。
But he said, I remember two things.
第一我没有把车门关上锁上。
He said, first, I did not lock my car door.
第二我不停地与司机谈话。
And second, he continued to talk to the driver.
觉得这么做司机就不会消失掉。
He thought, if I talk to him, then he won't disappear.
那如果你是那个人
If you are that hitchhiker
那你的反应是如何？
What would be your response?
啊，对于司机来说，主耶稣的再来是一个安慰。
To the driver, Jesus' return is a comfort.
啊，是一个盼望。
It is a hope.
啊，但是对于那个踏顺风车的人却是恐惧。
But to the hitchhiker, it is a fear.
为什么他感到害怕？
Why would he fear?
因为他不知道生命结束之后会到哪里去。
Because he didn't know where he would be after his life ends.
那是的，主耶稣有一天将会再来。
Yes, we know that Jesus will return one day.
你是否有做好准备？
Are you prepared?
那主耶稣再来，圣经说是肯定的。
The Bible said Jesus' return is assured.
那第二点就是神的话语的肯定。
So the second point is God's word, gave us that certainty.
那神所说过的必会实现。
What God said will come to pass.
啊，但是这些好讥笑的人却好像啊，第五节到第七节这么说。
But these mockers are just like what is said here in verse 5 to 7.
啊，他们故意忘记啊，请注意啊，故意从太古凭神的命有了天，必从水而出，借水的而成的地，故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。那当现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判，遭存人的日子用火烧焚烧。
For when they maintain this, pay attention, they maintain this. It escapes their notice that by the word of God, the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and by water, through which the world at that time was destroyed.Being flooded with water. But by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men.
那这段经文说明这些人哦，他们故意忘记过去所发生的事情。
So here in the scripture, they said they maintained and deliberately forget what happened in the past.
什么是过去所发生的事情？
What is...The things that happened in the past.
那彼得在这里提到两件事情。
Here Peter mentioned two things.
那第一就是神在太初凭着他的话啊，创造了这个天地。
First of all, God created this world by his mouth, by his words.
那在创世纪第一章第三节说，神说要有光就有了光。
So in Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, God said, let there be light and there is light.
然后在创世纪第一章第二十四节说，地要生出活物来。
And then in verse 24 it says, the earth will give forth life forms.
神只要说这些东西就成了。
God only need to speak and they have become.
第二是挪亚时代的洪水。
And the second thing is the flood during Noah's time.
那圣经说神曾经在挪亚时代用洪水来毁灭了这个世界。
The Bible said God had used the flood to destroy the world during Noah's time.
那根据创世纪第七章第十七节上半句说。
So here in Genesis chapter 7 verse 17, it says,
洪水患难在地上四十天。
Then the flood came upon the earth for 40 days.
然后在24节这么说。
And then in verse 24 it says,
水势浩大在地上共150天。
The water prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
整个世界都被水淹没了。
The whole world was submerged in water.
所有的动物，所有的生物都死去。
Every living thing had died.
只留下挪亚和他的家人。
The only one left are Noah and his family.
还有被带进这个方舟的动物。
And all the animals that were brought into the ark.
啊，这是人类历史里面所发生过的事情。
So this is human history.
啊，但是这些好讥笑的人，我想包括今天有不少的人故意忘记这些所发生过的事情。
But these mockers, including people from today, they deliberately forget what had happened in the past.
在我印象中很深刻的。
In my memory, there's something, that was ingrained.
1993年12月两座建在山坡15层楼的公寓突然间倒塌下来。
December 1993, there were two high-rise that were built on the side of a slope, all of a sudden collapsed.
啊，这个事故是发生在马来西亚的首都吉隆坡。
This accident happened in Kuala Lumpur.
啊，造成48个人丧生。
48 people died.
啊，当时我住在马来西亚。
At that time, I was in Malaysia.
那事故的发生带给国家的人民还有政府很大的震撼。
So this accident brought forth a big shock to the government and the people of the country.
那特别是那些住在山坡或者斜坡的居民。
Especially those people who lived on the slope.
那么他心里面感到很不安。
They have unrest in their heart.
那政府重新检讨他们在山坡建高楼的政策。
And so the government re-examined the policy about building high rise on the slope.
那当时很多人不敢住在高楼。
And at that time, many people did not want to live on a high rise.
啊，特别是建在山坡上的高楼。
Especially those that were built on the slope.
那如果你去香港的话。
If you go to Hong Kong.
啊，香港有很多高楼建在山坡。
A lot of high rise were built on the slope.
啊，我上次去香港的时候，我看到那个建在山坡那些高楼，我心里面的感受啊，有点害怕。
And last time when I was in Hong Kong, when I saw all those high rise on the slope, I was kind of fearful.
所以当时的公寓的价值，在马来西亚也突然间下降。
So at that time, the price for those high rise dropped quite a bit.
啊，但是只不过是经过五六年的时间。
But only after 5 to 6 years.
那人似乎忘记了在1993年啊所发生过的事情。
People seem to forget what happened in 1993.
那当时我还在这个工程界上班。
I was working in the engineering realm at that time.
我再次看到发展商提议在斜坡建造高楼。
And once again, I saw the developer trying to build high rises on the slope.
人也不介意住在高楼。
And people don't mind living in high rise.
人的记忆很短。
Man's memory is very short.
啊，不需要很长的时间使他们忘记过去所发生的事情。
They forget about things in a very short period of time.
那甚至一些很悲惨的事情。
Even some tragedy.
那不晓得当中啊，还记得在2005年12月在印尼所发生的海啸。
I don't know if many among us remember the tsunami that happened in December in 2005, Indonesia.
2005年也是我来 Albuquerque 牧养这个教会的那一年。
2005 is the year I arrived in Albuquerque to start pastoring this church.
那这个海啸不止影响到印尼，还有影响到泰国、印度、马来西亚。
This tsunami not only affected Indonesia, it also affected Thailand, India and Malaysia.
那造成将近有23万的人失去了生命。
And the loss of life was about 230,000.
这个是15年前的事情。
So this is 15 years ago.
那我们在众有多少人知道在1883年 曾经在印尼发生过一个海啸。
I don't know how many of us remembered, the tsunami that happened in Indonesia in 1883.
啊，这个海啸是因为当地的火山爆发所引起的。
The tsunami started because of the volcanic rupture.
那这个海啸造成36,000人丧生。
The loss of life for that incident was 36,000.
我想不是很多人知道这件事情。
I think not a whole lot of people know about this.
我知道是因为这个历史的记载。
I know about that is because of the record in history.
那同样的洪水曾经在挪亚时代发生过。
Similarly, the flood happened during Noah's time.
因为这个是圣经所说的。
Because this is what the Bible said.
圣经不只是神的话语。
The Bible is not only the word of God.
也是好像一本历史书一样。
It is also like a book of history.
记载过去所发生的事情。
Record what had happened in the past.
这说明圣经所说的是真实的。
And it's telling us that what the Bible said is true.
那圣经说有一天主耶稣会再来，这个也是真实的。
The Bible said one day Jesus will return, and this is also true.
所以神利用过去所发的事情来提醒我们。
So God used what happened in the past to remind us.
他教导我们如何等待主耶稣的再来。
And teach us how to wait for Jesus' return.
所以主耶稣的再来是肯定的。
So Jesus' return is assured.
第三，因为神的话语必定要成全。
So the third thing is that God's word will come to pass.
根据这段经文怎么说
So according to the scripture it says
他说亲爱的弟兄啊有一件事你们不可忘记就是主看一日如千年千年如一日主所应许的尚若成就有人以为他是单言其实不是单言乃是宽容你们不愿有一人沉沦乃愿人人都悔改。
But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for anyone to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
按主的日子要像贼来到一样。那日天地有大响声废弃有形质的都要被烈火消化地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.
我们对神的对这个时间的概念和神对时间的概念有所不同。
Our concept of time is different from God's.
那对于神来说，一天如千年，千年如一天。
To God, 1,000 years is like a day, and a day is like 1,000 years.
那神是永恒的神，他不受时间和空间的限制。
God is eternal, so he is not, under the constraint of time and space.
我们不能够想象到永恒是怎么一回事。
We cannot imagine what eternity is like.
一千年对于我们来说是很长的时间。
1,000 years to us is a very, very long time.
但圣经说对于神来说好像一天。
But the Bible said to God, it is like one day.
2,000年已经过去了。
2,000 years have passed.
可是主耶稣还没有来。
Jesus has not yet returned.
那可能我们觉得很久。
Maybe we think it's been a long time.
那以为神单元。
Thinking that God is delayed.
那其实神没有单元。
But God is not delayed.
那只是神要宽容人。
God just have mercy.
他不愿意。有人 沉沦。
He does not want anybody to perish.
乃是希望人人都悔改得到拯救。
But he is wishing for all to come to repentance.
那虽然如此，圣经却告诉我们主耶稣再来好像解一样。
Yet the Bible also told us that Jesus' return will be like a thief.
那换句话说，主耶稣随时会来。
In another words, Jesus can come back anytime.
没有人知道贼什么时候会来。
Nobody know when the thief is going to come.
因为贼不会告诉我们今天晚上我要来你家偷东西。
Because the thief will not announce that he's going to come to your house tonight.
没有人知道耶稣什么时候会再来。
Nobody knows when Jesus will return.
但是圣经却有提醒我们要警醒等候主的再来。
But the Bible reminds us to be alert to wait upon his return.
神宽容人，不愿有一人沉沦，希望人人都能够悔改。
The Lord is patient towards us. He's wishing for no one to perish, but all to have repentance.
所以神让人有机会听到福音。
So God allow man to have the opportunity to hear the gospel.
我们希望人听到了福音，愿意悔改。
And he hoped that when they hear the gospel, they will repent.
神如此做，显示他的怜悯。
God did that to show that he is merciful.
那虽然我们不知道耶稣什么时候会再来。
Even though we don't know when Jesus will return.
那圣经里却有不少的这个预兆讲到主耶稣的再来。
But the Bible have talked, quite a number of signs of when he returned.
那比如说地震、饥荒、瘟疫、道德的败坏、民要攻打民、国要攻打国和福音的广传。
For example, they talk about earthquakes, famine, pandemics, the corrupt morality, people against people, country against country, and that the gospel will be widespread.
那这些都是主耶稣要来的一些预兆。
And these are all signs of Jesus' return.
啊，这些预兆越来越显明。
And these signs are becoming more and more apparent.
我举一个例子。
For example,
福音的广传。
The widespread of gospel.
那自从初期教会在2000年开始以来。
At the beginning, the early church 2000 years ago.
那福音渐渐地传到世界各地。
Gospel has been gradually spread to every part of the world.
在过去的2000年我们看到福音不曾传得这么广。
In the past 2000 years, we see that the gospel has not been spread that far.
那可是今天的福音可以说将要传遍天下。
But today we can say that the gospel has been spread to every part of the world.
为什么？因为是资讯的发达。
Why? It's because of this electronic stage.
马太福音第24章第14节这么说。
In Matthew chapter 24 verse 14 it says,
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
那神在挪亚时代以这个洪水来毁灭世界是一个提醒。
God used the flood to destroy the world during Noah's time, and it is a reminder.
也是一个警告。
It is also a warning.
你警告我们主耶稣将会在。
To warn us that Jesus will return one day.
那神第一次毁灭这个世界是以洪水。
The first time God destroyed the world is water.
那可是神第二次毁灭这个世界，圣经说是以这个火。
The second time he will destroy the world, the Bible told us it's going to be fire.
主耶稣再来是肯定的。
It is a for sure thing that Jesus will return.
因为是旧约先知所预言的。
Because it was prophesied by the prophets in the Old Testament.
是使徒所传的。
It is also shared by the apostles.
从我们今天的角度来看。
From our angle today,
是圣经所说的。
It is also told by the Bible.
那主耶稣有一天会再来。
One day Jesus will return.
在使徒行传第一章第十一节这么说。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 11 it says,
加利利人啊，你们为什么站坐望天呢？是离开你们被借升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven.
主耶稣的再来是肯定的。
Jesus' return is for sure.
你是否有做好准备？
Are you ready?
让我们在神的面前重新祷告。
Let us come together and pray.
全能的父神，今天早上我们求你以你的话语来提醒我们。
Dear Heavenly Father God, this morning you use your word to remind us.
让我们把你的话语记在我们的心中。
Help us to keep your words in our heart.
免得我们好像那些好讥笑的人。
So that we will not become mockers.
说主耶稣的再来在哪里？
Saying, where is the evidence of his return?
主啊，求你将你的话语刻在我们的心板上。
Lord, we ask that you carve your words into our hearts.
每一天提醒我们主耶稣将会再来。
Remind us every day that Jesus will return.
因此我们警醒的等待。
Help us to be alert to wait.
做好准备。
To be prepared.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Lord, please bless us.
怜悯我们这些软弱的人。
Have mercy on us who are weak.
不要让我们活在这个罪恶当中。
Help us not to live in sin.
好像那些好讥笑的人。
Like those mockers.
来满足他们肉体的欲望。
To satisfy their selfish lust.
主啊，求你坚固我们的信心。
Lord, please strengthen our faith.
让我们每一天亲近你。
Help us to come close to you every day.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.